This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everyone. We are back to the last episode, episode 8 of Death, or should I say Deal? Right. We're going to talk all about it. I know, guys, you're going to go crazy. I mean, that was the most unpredictable show I've ever seen in a very long time, I have to say, right? But with me today, of course, as always, here she is, Ashley Dior Jones.
Hi, guys. I can't believe this is the end. I'm so sad.
I have a feeling second season. But also with me, the one and only, she's back in town, and she also going to have some crazy news for us today. Tyler Simone's in the house. Hello.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to join you guys. I missed you last week, but I'm here, and I'm excited.
Oh, my God. We are so excited. And now, the man of producing, the man of Deus himself, he is God for us.
Right? Hello.
Ryan,
I'm God.
Ryan Nelson is in the house as well, man. How do you feel?
I'm feeling ecstatic. I stayed up. I had to watch it last night. I couldn't watch it this morning. I couldn't wait. But oddly enough, when it came out, I like was on my phone. I was waiting. Y'all, I have an opening statement about this show. And I just want to say real quick.
Please,
this is an at. You know, on Twitter, this is an at. All the people who are like, there's nothing on TV. There's no good sci-fi. I'm into cyberpunk, and I don't – there's nothing new. Oh, my gosh. You know, Stanley Kubrick is the only one who can make good – guys, you slept on this show, and guess what? The fun part about it was waiting week to week, and I'm telling you, this had one of the best payoffs. I love this show. I feel smarter, and I think
it's a masterpiece. Oh, my God. You're totally right. And thank you so much for pointing it out, Twitter, because what I want to say, we have a fifth member for a very long time already. And I definitely want to give a shout out to him one more time. Right. A shout out to Michael V. George. I know you're watching us, man. You are great. Thank you so much for all your posts on Twitter. We really love you. Thank you so much for being so involved. It's a pleasure working with you and we're having fun with you. It's great. But we're going to talk so much about the show. Right. First of all, we just realized it's not Death, it's Deus. For the whole time, which means to people who don't know, it's Latin for God. You know, that has a lot to say, right? But we're also going to talk about the whole system and really understanding, is it reality or is it just the system? Is it all made up? Is even our world that we are living, that what we do right now, is that a system, right? I have no idea, right? But anyway, I'm Benjamin Schnau, actor and host, right? And we're going to go crazy right now. And I want to dive right into it. The first thing that I want to talk about, guys, is when we see Lily getting into the Deaths, or let's say Deo's department, I just say it, okay? I have to say, Ashley, I want to ask you, did you expect that Boris is waiting for her just like that and just sitting there? And basically, this is the first scene that we see. Did you expect that?
I honestly did. I did. I expected her to walk through the little vacuum thing and see Forrest. I thought his back was going to be to Lily and she was just going to shoot him in the head then. That was my prediction last week.
Oh,
I had to bring that up. I was so close
to being right.
And I had to give myself a big pat on the back for that. But I loved that first scene. I was like, oh, it's coming. It is coming. And I was so excited. And it was great to watch it play out.
Ashley, you're so brutal. I love that. Wow, where's that coming from? It's amazing. All right. You saw the shot. Okay. Tyler, what about you? How did you feel about that? The opening scene?
About the opening scene?
Yeah. When she comes in and she sees Forrest and just Forrest is sitting there like awaiting her, obviously, because he knew what's going to happen in a way. But did you expect that he's just waiting for her just like that?
I didn't expect it, but when it happened, I wasn't surprised. I will say that.
Right.
I kind of was like, okay, of course he's going to be there. He knows exactly what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. So it made perfect sense for sure.
Right, right, right. And Ryan, what about you? I mean, you watched the show. You have a lot of inside information too. So, I mean, was that an opening scene for the last episode that you expected?
Not. I had no idea what to expect. And I knew that Forrest knew about her, where she was going to be. They all predicted, hey, you're going to be at Devs and some crazy event is going to happen. But he was just there waiting on her and saying like, hey, Katie's going to be here in 30 minutes. It's all mapped out. And it's the most overt aspect of the show yet, where I think like the past few episodes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
They've been like, yeah, we've seen this happen. We've seen this happen. It felt like this entire beginning portion, they were very adamant about, like, we've watched this play out many times before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, that's still a creepy moment to me if someone basically would know already what I'm going to do in the future. I still get over it. I can't get over the fact that this is crazy if someone would know about that. But what I also wanted to mention, because he says something very interesting. He said, you know what? We just need a little bit of data to basically create the whole person again from scratch completely. I mean, and that really reminded me of this mouse scenario. Remember that when the mouse basically came alive again? So I first had the feeling when he said that, I was like, okay, they can really bring people back to like the reality that we knew was the reality until now. So Ashley, what did you think when he said that, especially that sentence with the data and creating that person again from scratch?
Yeah. So when he started to go into big data, I was like, uh-oh. Like this is where it gets crazy. Like, because there really are no limits. Like, there are no limits to what they could create. And I was just like, this is gonna be wild. I mean, and the power in these tech companies' hands is just scary. Like, I was terrified when I was listening to him talk about that. I was like, this can't be real. This can't be it. So
I mean, I
was definitely
that's a good
in my
point.
Feelings about it.
I still have to say, is it real? Is it not? I mean, Ryan, come on, give me something. When you saw that sentence, I mean, that was crazy to me. You know,
this whole episode was crazy, Ben. Like, this entire thing. Like, I don't know. This was a trip, and this whole show has been a trip. But this one especially, it was really trust in the audience. Like, they're like, hey, you made it this far. We are going to go for it. Like, they didn't pull any punches. Yeah. And they were really getting deep into the science talk. And
I know.
A few times, and I was talking to Ashley before we went live about this, there were a few times I felt a little, my emotions about, my attitude about the whole thing wavered. Yeah. Like, I got like really sad a few times about just what everything they were saying. And then I also found a lot of aspects of it pretty beautiful. But
yeah.
I mean, yeah, we have been with Lily this whole time, so everything he is saying to her, we're also learning as an audience, and we also have more prior knowledge. It was a lot to digest, that opening scene.
Definitely. That's so true. I mean, Tyler, I want to ask you something else, because I still want to use that scenario and want to talk about one thing that obviously Forrest does, because he's predicting in the room that now Lily is going to take the gun out of her pocket in the next moment, right? And all these kind of things that he obviously knew before. But I was thinking at that moment, wait a minute. So he knows the future, obviously. So that means, but he just knows the future because he watched it, which means that if he wouldn't have watched what he just said right now, how could he still say these things? Because that means he could just said these things right now because he knew already that he's going to say it anyway.
Right.
So I just wanted to ask you, this is a very complicated moment here right now, but I definitely wanted to ask you, Tyler, it feels like it doesn't completely make sense to me from a logical perspective. How did you feel about that?
Well, I will say that, I mean, I felt the same way this entire episode, especially with Lily and knowing that they knew exactly what she was going to do. I'm thinking, okay, well, if you know what she's going to, or if you know what's going to happen and you don't necessarily want that for yourself, then why go through with what it is? That's what I was thinking. Same thing with Forrest. It's like, if you know that she's going to kill you. Are you okay with dying? Because if you're not, then maybe change.
Right.
I don't know. I'm with you. I was confused about that too.
A very interesting point. I mean, Ryan, what did you feel about that when she said it, especially what I just mentioned right now? How did you explain that to yourself?
Well, so one thing just to say right off the bat, like this show is dealing with some of the more complex issues in all of life, right? So
we're
going to get into some pretty complex things here. I thought it did a really good job of actually walking us through it without feeling like it's walking us through it. Because I mean, we're talking about, like, are we able to create our own path? Do we have free will? We're talking about like, multiverses. We're talking about a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought the visual component with the technology of showing, like, hey, this is what we've watched 1,000 times before, but then something happens and we don't know what. And what I found really, I think, depressing and even disturbing was after Forrest shows her what she's going to do, which is walk out with that gun, go on that bridge, pull the trigger. They start acting it out, and it's the same exact thing we just watched. And you're even watching the second time, you're like, oh my gosh, like there's no way of stopping this. And
I thought it was really interesting that Lily, that she specifically said, like, don't tell me, show me. Like, I want to see in the simulation exactly what happens. And I was like, look at, like, even that, like, she's just so herself. She's just so on her own path. And I just admire that so much about her. She just does it her way. And I appreciate her for that.
No, that's a very interesting point. And I think she did that obviously on purpose. But at that moment, I just felt like Forrest knew obviously that she's going to say that. So I think he didn't really have a problem with that because he knew she's going to say that. But then at the end, I was thinking he's still not able to read her mind though. And that's the thing about predicting the future. You can just know what people do, but you can't really know what they think in the moment, what they say.
The other thing was this: for the past few episodes, they've been prepping us by saying there is a moment that we can't see past. So they know everything before. They've rewatched it. They've seen the future so many times before. But after this moment, it's up in the air and something happens.
Yeah.
And what I thought was so terrifying about that was those seconds in between, you feel like you have no choice. Anything that's going to happen. He was saying, like, he was throwing out numbers like 30 minutes. But what we learned in that conversation with her and Forrest is huge. Like, you were even saying it up top with Deus.
Yeah.
That feeds into what Jamie was saying in the last episode with leaders of tech companies, they think they're messiahs.
That's right.
Interesting concept.
And as you can see, when they're basically in this capsule, right? When we have the moment where basically Lily's right before, like, shooting him, he even says it. He even gives us the feeling he really thinks he's God. He really believes that. And then I was just thinking probably at the end, he was still saying it to get shot because he kind of saw it already coming anyway. And then it all made kind of sense to me because I have a feeling that he wanted to die almost. He wanted to die because then he was becoming part of the system as we see at the end. We're going to talk about that. But I feel like that was kind of a trigger for him to be with his family again, almost. I mean, Ashley, what did you think about that?
That's a really good point. Maybe he knew that the only way that he could get out of this universe was to go to a different, you know, to go to a different place. So that could totally be why. And that would make a lot of sense, actually.
Exactly. Tyler, what about you? What did you feel when he said that in this capsule, that he's Messiah, that he's God?
It's definitely a scary thought, but it makes sense when you think about the power of technology and the apps and all of that stuff. It is scary, but I do think that they hold a lot of power, and the way he worded it is really powerful in itself and very scary. So I was scared.
No, I mean, it is kind of scary, right? Because I definitely believe we have these kind of characters in real life. You know, I mean, what is real? I don't even believe in our reality anymore. I'm just saying, you know, I don't even know if I'm real. Maybe I'm just like this tiny little system.
I know. Are we even real?
I'm like, okay, anyway, I need a second season. But I just want, Ryan, I just wanted to ask you that anyway, because I just wanted to point that out because at some point we became a little more religious even. I mean, we talked about God already, but, you know, I mean, religion was almost like was always kind of a topic in this show, right? We have the mm-hmm. music, which sounded almost very religious to me. And then we also have that moment when Lily did that one thing, that twist that no one saw coming.
We got to talk about the gun throw. We have to talk about it.
And I want to ask about the gun. Guys, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm a gun now. I shoot LA. Let me do it. I'm like a gun. Ryan, let me get it to you. Okay. So.
Oh my gosh.
We have this moment. You know, she throws the gun out of the capsule, and everyone's like, "Okay, mm-hmm. what the fuck?"
Yeah, Forrest is like, "Impossible." Okay. Forrest says, "What's impossible. Going on?" Impossible is what he said. I was like,
"God."
Oh.
Yeah. God even said it's impossible. And if God says it's impossible, that's something, right? I mean, come on.
I think this scene can be misinterpreted by a lot of people because the way it was done, it felt like a huge moment because it was a huge moment. And yeah. I don't think we even get clarity on that moment until the final scene of the show. So it's kind of, I don't want to jump ahead or anything, but we really don't get I don't think Alex Garland or the writers, directors, I don't think they were really admitting what they were trying to say in that moment until the end of the show. But in the moment, you're like, whoa, does she just defy like the laws of physics and the laws of reality? which ultimately, I think what was happening there was she changed her path. She made a choice. But the same resolution, at the end, it was the same resolution as what it was said. And it's interesting. What does that mean?
It's very true. And I mean, like, it's funny you mentioned that. I was thinking exactly the same thing. She made a choice, and that brought me back to, let's say, our reality, right? Because every one of us, all human beings, have a choice to change their path in the future, right? We all do. Mm-hmm. And I think that was almost like a message to all of us. That means just because someone is telling you how you're going to live your life in your future doesn't mean that you have to live a life like that, right? You can still change it by making a choice. You know, something like that. I mean, to give you an example, me coming from Europe, people told me you just do whatever. And I just made a choice and came to the U.S. These kind of things. Right. That's what I thought. But what I also wanted to. Oh, please, Ashley.
Well, this whole portion of the show just really made me think of like whatever will be, you know, like that's what I really took away from this scene, especially with the following scene after. It's like we can make the decisions that we want to make. But whatever will be, you know, and I just kept coming back to that, you know.
It's funny you say that. And I wanted, Tyler, I want to ask you that very quickly, because when she's throwing the gun out of the capsule, I at least thought, okay, now she's going to change the whole ending. Now we don't really see the same thing that we saw already on screen. Oh my God, what's happening next, right? But then out of a sudden we have Stuart jumping in, and I feel like he was the guy who was taking all of it back on track. So when he came in, out of a sudden, we saw exactly the same ending that we saw already before, which almost means to me, Stuart kind of maybe almost knew that Lily is going to do that, she's throwing the gun.
I didn't think of that.
You know what? I don't know.
I mean, you know what I'm talking about though, right? So Tyler, what do you think about that?
I didn't even consider that, but that makes a lot of sense because Stuart is someone we've seen sit in that projection room time after time. So he's been watching projections just as much as anybody.
Yeah.
So he could have very well have went and saw that whole thing happen. But I also agree with Ashley and the fact that it all ended the same way. What is the saying? What will be.
Yeah, whatever will be, exactly.
Yeah,
like no matter what, the path has already been created for you. Like the destination is still the same. It's just that you can make, you know, different decisions on the way there. But that was great.
Yeah,
I was sorry.
Ashley. No, Ashley, please. I mean, ladies first. Sorry.
I was really shocked with Stuart, like making that decision, to be perfectly honest, because.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole season, he's been so gung-ho about all of it. He's been so excited. He was like right by Lyndon's side with all of this new technology. He was like hype about it. So for him to press the button to have it all crash down, I was just, where did this come from? Like talking about characters going on or like being who they are, like why did Stuart change?
Good point. Ryan, what would you say?
It's okay, again, so complicated. But I think what was Lily has always followed her own path. She has always been very true to herself. Like, that's been one thing that's been so interesting about her character. And I don't think she always was. I think it took a lot of what we've seen these 8 episodes to happen for her to really embrace that. And I think there's a lot going on here. So it's Forrest, right. The whole Messiah God complex, he thought he was doing like a sacrifice, somewhere, I think, compared to Jesus, like a Messiah, when in all actuality, he was committing really like one of the bigger sins, which was he was just trying to do whatever it takes, even like ruin this girl's life to get closer to what he ultimately wanted, which is being with his daughter. And I think the whole thing with Stuart is, in the other version of that, if they get on there, she pulls the trigger, that might have changed what he wanted, what he was going to do next, but that's not what happened. So we don't know what he would have done after the trigger pull. We didn't really see him, but it was the same resolution in the end. So I didn't necessarily see it as a change for him. I think that's what his reaction would have been from that action.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that I totally understand where you guys are coming from, but I'm still asking myself right now. I think Lily had a purpose, obviously, to throw the gun. Obviously, she wanted to change something. Otherwise, she could have just let go and just do what she did or what she saw already on screen anyway. So I'm just thinking, okay, now that we have the same ending, I'm just thinking, okay, what's actually the real purpose then of the show showing us that moment that she's throwing the gun when the ending is exactly the same? Or was turning out exactly the same? Because remember, the screen thing, she's shooting him, he's dying, the whole capsule falls down, she's dying too. So at the end of the day, they would have ended up in the system anyway. And now that she's throwing the gun, they're still ending up in the system. So I'm just thinking, what is this bigger meaning of that moment that she's actually doing it for the overall show? Tyler, what do you think about this?
I don't know. I'm on the same page. I don't know what the point is. And I still have questions like, you know, we got introduced to her dad really briefly. And I thought that was going to come into play again, because I'm wondering, like, why Lily? Like, why is she such, you know, an important person? And then seeing her dad, you know, the season's over now, but we still don't know where that, you know, why is that important? So that's one of my questions, too, along with a lot of others.
True. I mean, I just wanted to just a shout out to all of you guys who are watching right now, right? And also specifically Michael E. George. And Michael, I also want to have your comment on that. So why is this scene on the show? Please let me know, or let us know, right? But moving on, no, seriously, because I know Michael is like, he's on it, right? He's definitely on it. So, but I also wanted to talk about that very quickly, you know, a little bit about religion, because Lily says something really true. And I think even Katie says it to Forrest at the end, because Forrest was clearly shocked about it. He didn't see that coming, obviously. No one did. But she's talking about an original sin, disobedience. So basically, you don't follow the rules, which is basically something that almost happened every time in history, in religion too. So there was always one person who basically did it the other way around, who was disruptive. And when I heard that, I was like, yeah, you always have someone who does it the other way. Even if you feel like this is God, this is the Messiah, or whatever, there's always going to be someone who's going to be against something. So, Ryan, when you heard that, was that the same idea that you also felt like, yeah, there is kind of a connection to what's happened already in religion or in history? So, of course, must be someone.
There's a ton of religious connections here. And you know, I think it's important to say there are certain sci-fi projects that I think go out of their way to like deter a religion, and it's I think even in an unnecessary fashion. I thought this one never did that. It was very much like it just presented science and scenarios, and I really liked that. And there was a lot of great parallels and metaphors in there too. So I just really wanted to mention that, because I thought that was very unique. And I think this whole idea of like using that term with Forrest as leaders of tech companies thinking of themselves as messiahs. And she even says in the box, The thing about messiahs is they are like false prophets or something right. of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
It would have been even a lesser show would have demonized or villainized Forrest in that moment or continued that. But instead, yeah. I felt like it was a really mature and unique turn to now, okay, everything you fired Lyndon for with that multiverse theory, guess what?
Yeah.
That was it all along. And mm-hmm. that's what's going
right.
to give you this other chance. Mm-hmm. I just thought that's beautiful. Like, that's mm-hmm. so cool. So the religious parallel there, that being like their heaven in mm-hmm. a sort of way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was so interesting how he was like, it's a resurrection. And I was like, whoa, like I never would have thought of it in that way. Like having the afterlife be just,
I wanted to ask Ashley,
whatever you want it to be.
About this. So, and one thing Ashley that I thought was really unique about that was they only came to that decision after realizing someone like Lily being very true to herself, very following her own path. Oh. And after he came to that realization too, then they were able to go to this form of a heaven in a way.
Heaven, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible. It's incredible. Like a literal sacrifice. A literal yeah. sacrifice. And to just in I can't.
My mind's blown.
No, it's so true. It's so true. And I also want to talk about that in a minute, but the first thing that I still wanted to mention very quickly is there was this one moment where, you know, like Forrest died already, Lily died, you know, we have the scene with the capsule before, so they are gone. And then we have that moment when basically Forrest appears on the screen and Katie is talking to him. And then out of a sudden, Katie is basically saying something about Lyndon and Forrest is answering and is almost crying and says something like, I want him back. I want him back. So I had a feeling he was talking about Lyndon too. He wants Lyndon back, or he wants the person back. So Tyler, what did you feel? Did he talk about in that moment? Because it's still not clear to me completely, to be honest.
I believe, from what I remember, I think he was saying he did want Lyndon back because Devs was the most powerful with Lyndon's algorithm. Whatever
right.
it is that he created, Devs was the most powerful and the most accurate with that. Opposed to Forrest's way, which is, you know, trying to, I'm not quite sure what Forrest was trying to do and what the difference is between the two, but yeah, I'm with you. I think he wanted Lyndon back for that reason.
I
don't remember that part. I must have missed it because I thought he was talking about wanting his wife and daughter back.
Oh,
did he mention Lyndon too?
Did he say
too?
Them? Because you're right. I remember him saying him, but
yeah,
he might have said them, but that is a part I was confused on too.
Yeah. I thought he was talking about his wife and daughter. I thought he was saying, I want them back. I want them back.
Oops. Maybe my ears are so
I don't
bad.
Know.
Sorry. I understood
I don't know.
For some reason.
I don't know either.
No, it's a good question, though. It's a good question.
We might have to go back, but I know Michael knows the answer, right? but seriously, I also want to move on to the part when we talk about the moment where we see Forrest out of a sudden. You know, I'm jumping a little bit ahead, but I'm, you know, just want to point that out. You're talking about these different worlds, and also Forrest is talking about that. And I just wanted to give a shout out to the production, to the post-production, in really showing us the same moment where Forrest is standing right next to or like opposite of Lily and talking about that in paradise. But then the post-production team did a beautiful job to take that screenshot and basically show it in different worlds. Do you remember that?
Oh my gosh.
When we have like a, because he's talking about, yeah, it could have been worse. It could have been in hell. And out of a sudden, the post-production, they showed us the same moment kind of in hell with the dark surroundings.
Ben, I don't even know if that's necessary. I think that's a mix of post and just on set. Like, I think they just shot that scene in like all variety of ways. And what a beautiful film technique to articulate different multiverses. Mm-hmm. And just like the aesthetic of the shot.
I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. I got goosebumps when I watched it. I was like, whoa, that was beautiful, because they showed us three different worlds just by the coloring, just by the way how they shot it, and you felt immediately where you are. Like, you know, that was I mean, Tyler, how did you feel about it when you saw that? It was crazy to me.
Yeah, it was beautiful, and it was amazing to be able to see it. It made it all kind of come together and make sense. Yeah. And yeah, you did see the difference in, you know, maybe the heaven and the hell, which again brings in the religion again, which they've been doing this whole season. But yeah, that seems beautiful.
Ashley, what about you?
I just keep thinking about like being a sacrifice and then like having everlasting life and having life more abundantly. Like I just, these things just keep, it's just, it's, I can't. Right.
And you're, no. and the way they introduced the whole concept is they started right where the show began and you're like, oh my gosh, is this happening again? And, but the key difference is since the daughter and wife are there, there's no reason they would have to take someone out like Sergey.
Exactly. Right. And exactly.
Right.
Question.
Uh-oh.
Do you think do you think it was kind of like a deja vu moment where it's like you feel like you've lived it before, but you really haven't? Because we saw Lily, she was standing in the window, Sergey was in the bed, and it was almost like she came to, like, she was shocked and kind of scared because she just saw her whole life kind of flash before her eyes. So what did you think about that scene?
Yeah. Ashley, what do you feel?
I didn't know what to think when I saw that. When I saw it, I was like, what's happening? Like, where are they? And then when everything started to kind of unfold, but she knew what she had been through. So that part I kind of didn't understand. Cause like, if you're now in this new realm, in this new life, but you still know what happened in the past. Like, how does that work?
Yeah,
That was kind of where my mind went. So I was a little confused about that part, but I thought it was very, very interesting.
Yeah. Ryan, but what did you feel when you saw that?
So I don't think this was going to the past. I think this was the multiverse. Right. So this is just another reality. But in this one, it was one of those realities where the car hit the other car and like, a side swipe.
Well, he didn't call.
He already didn't call. Something like that. So it absolutely is deja vu because she has lived through it. Just there's that one little difference that makes the experience. And that was their quote unquote cross to bear, is that they're going to know. But at the same time, they haven't been through this set of motions with the circumstances that they have now because they're different. Which is so like, oh my gosh.
for me it was kind of like a moment. Wow, if I would have been in the situation, if I would know already what I'm going to experience in the future, how would I change my past? And that's how I felt in the moment, being with Lily in the bedroom, because she wakes kind of up, she's back standing right in front of the window, and out of a sudden she sees Sergey laying in the bed. It's like, oh god, Sergey's still here, what's happening, why is he not dead? You know, that was the first thing. And and as you can see, when they go back, they have the normal day. It's the same beginning that we saw at the very, very beginning. They both go to the company, right? He sees Forrest driving in the car, passing them and all that kind of stuff. But now, obviously, because Lily knows all these things, she's very suspicious, right? And right before they go into the building, she's asking Sergey for the phone. And I was like, uh-oh. Now he's in trouble. He's in big trouble. And funny enough, that for me was the realization it was all true the whole time. And for me, it was more like a feeling, wow, maybe Lily had to live through all these moments to realize what real love is and who the right person is for her. Mm-hmm. It's not Sergey. Exactly. Sergey is really a spy. He is this Russian dude doing all this crazy stuff. I have to go back to Jamie. And now it felt like,
oh wow, my gosh, guys. Maybe,
so beautiful.
Dude, the hug.
So beautiful. Oh. So beautiful.
The hug.
I cried for a minute.
So.
And he doesn't even know. Like he
has
he
no
know.
Clue.
It's.
That's.
Could you imagine?
That's
could
deep.
You imagine?
And can I.
Like the love of your life leaving and then coming back. It's just a lot.
It's just like.
What about the. So this is another mind-blowing thing, because I rewatched it last night, of course. the show has a lot of great opening sequences. Last night's was no exception. So they show shots of the whole episode, and one of them is her in like the little the side elevator going to the center of devs, and it flashes from her to Jamie. Then it flashes.
That's right.
Then it flashes to this like black figure.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
That is the silhouette of their hug. That's the silhouette of their hug. And then it also shows Forrest in like the white room. Like it's such a awesome opening sequence.
Oh,
it shows the whole episode in a way.
That's true.
It's just
you know, I mean, Ryan
gives me goosebumps.
Ryan, you were Forrest in that moment because you did what he did the whole time. You basically watched it first and then you got back.
Yo, and I think if we rewatch the show, that's a version of this whole thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So true.
Oh, that's scary.
That's so funny. Uh
oh. Oh, man. Ryan, you're creepy, man. Wow. But, yeah. Thank you so much, guys. I mean, the ending, obviously, beautiful, right? I think Lily, as you said already, she's giving Jamie a hug. I think she's realizing, wow, she basically lost the love of her life, and she just wants him back, bottom line. But it was
the more you know. Well, Ben, the more you know.
What did you take away from the ending? Like, what did you – yeah.
Yeah, I take away from the ending that, honestly, that sometimes the things that maybe look beautiful to you in the first moment are maybe not really how you think they are in life. And you should maybe, and that's maybe the German in me, so you should probably analyze sometimes a little more before you come to a conclusion if that's really how you feel it is. And that can be anything in life, you know? So that means just because someone is nice to you, just because someone is treating you the right way, doesn't mean that you could trust that person right away just because he's nice. Just saying, you know, that's just what I took away from it in general. So for me, that was kind of an overall message to, hey, be careful, you know, just be careful. You know, just be open and just be like be like reflecting on yourself and your surroundings and your environment in life. That's the only thing I feel. But now, you know, I know deep words, guys. I know I'm very deep today. You know, it almost is like I should become a priest. I feel it. I might do that. But I also want to talk about, and Tyler, I know you have something beautiful for us, right? Coming to the news. So what do you have for us?
To the news, let me grab my notepad.
All right.
So everyone's wondering if there will be a sequel, a part two, a season two. And it doesn't look like there will be at this time. But allegedly, according to Bustle.com, Alex Garland is writing a new story. He's working on a new project. It's not Dev specifically, but he's thinking about using the same characters and the same actors, same actors, and then maybe taking like a more theatrical route and using the same actors, but in a totally different way.
Wow.
So
that is so
we're
exciting.
All waiting to see what happens. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that this cast is incredible.
Yeah.
So that means basically leaving all the science fiction a little bit behind and just basically more interpersonal relationship driven stories in a way. Is that basically the idea?
I think so. There's not a whole lot on it right now.
Okay.
But we do know, Alex himself doesn't know if FX will want to take on this project, but he's going to work on it anyway and then see where it goes. So we'll see.
I mean, he has time right now, as we all do, right? So please, Alex, write it out. Go crazy. And talking about Alex Garland, I mean, Ryan, you did a really good choice. I mean, I have to say to everyone, Ryan came up with that, and it's a great choice. I really like that. The MVP of today is Alex Garland, and I really want to talk about this guy. I mean, Ryan, honestly, give me your
Holy
thoughts
cow.
On this guy.
I mean, this guy, he kind of came onto the public scene with Ex Machina in 2013,
right.
And then he had his follow-up feature it was this film with Natalie Portman called Annihilation, and I think that's like the best sci-fi film of this past decade. Like, I love that movie. A lot of people had some issues with it, but it's a lot different angle from sci-fi than it was with Devs. A lot more on like the fictional route. But there's always been these great metaphors with sci-fi. And, you know, sci-fi, ever since the genres really took off with film, it's been this great little platform to talk about issues you can't do in a normal drama. And they can be more effective. And he is, I think, a great example of that. This show, I think, just bravo. There's some great interviews on our red carpet channel of us interviewing him and him saying, I was given, like, a blank check. Basically, FX,
right.
Hulu, they said, dude, make your film. You have 8 episodes. Make your series. And he sounded so grateful. He sounded like he had the best time and that it was the best creative experience of his life. And you can just see when a creator like this, who is so He knows exactly what story he wants to tell. Some great things can come out of that.
Yeah.
So shout out to Alex Garland.
No, I appreciate that. I mean, thank you, Ryan. I mean, Tyler, what do you think about Alex Garland, especially his writing and now the story that you saw for the last 8 episodes?
I think that it is definitely something that people are going to be talking about for a while. If they haven't watched it now, I'm sure they're going to watch it at some point. And I think that it's going to open people's minds and hopefully lead to more shows like this that explore, you know, maybe religion a little bit more and just like different ways of thinking. I think TV is starting to get a lot more interesting now.
No, for sure. For sure. You're totally right. I feel like TV becomes almost like feature films. Every episode looks like a feature film. I mean, Ashley, of course, what do you think about Alex Garland? How do you feel about the overall show now at the end?
I'm just so thankful I got to be a part of it. I'm so thankful to be able to watch this creative journey unfold and see how his mind kind of put it all together and tied it up with a bow so beautifully. I thought it was a wild ride, ride where I didn't know what was going to happen next. And it was fascinating. It was such a great time.
For sure. I mean, I watched a lot of shows already, but for devs, I was always so excited to see what's going to happen next for some. You know that feeling? You have the same feeling, right? There was always something in me like, I definitely want to watch it. Sometimes you have shows where you feel like, oh, you know what? I watch it the next week or whatever. But with this one, I was always so invested in it. And coming back to what Ryan just said, I mean, I also like huge fan, Star Wars fan, right? And Star Wars also for me does a great job in combining science fiction, but also in a personal story. You know, there's always like a personal story to every Star Wars movie. And I feel like Alex Garland was able to put all that, combining that into a TV show. And I think that's beautiful. And that's not really easy to do, right? Because it doesn't feel like a science fiction project to me per se. It has so much personal touch to it that I just like watching it, right? So even if you don't really watch these kind of like science fiction, for example, there's still something for everyone in a way. So I think you can watch devs and there's something for everyone. That's how it feels to me, right? I think we lost Tyler.
Tyler, unfortunately.
Uh-oh. Come back.
Yeah,
come back.
No.
But I think she's going to come, but she's going to dial in. But also at the end, also to you guys, thank you so much at home or wherever you are. I hope you're safe and healthy, right? Thanks for joining us every week. We really appreciate it. But we also want to hear your opinion on, you know, Alex Garland and the way how he's writing those kind of stories.
Please.
And what would you expect for the next season? If there's hopefully next season.
And tweet at us. Like we were getting some of the awesome tweets at all of us.
Yeah.
And we are love to talk about this. I want to hear everyone's theories or if this was a satisfying finale, because this is, I can't think of a finale maybe since The Leftovers that I remember taking so many chances and just
I know.
Really asking, hey, go along with this. And I went along with it and I was so satisfied.
That was beautiful. Yeah. I think he's a very detailed person when he's about writing stories. That's you can tell the way how you watch it. He was thinking about every detail to really be logical at the end. So yeah, let us know, guys at home, wherever you are. Stay safe and healthy. Thank you so much for joining us again, right? I'm pretty sure something is coming up, right? Alex is working on it, as we heard today. He's definitely coming up with something. So we have the same cast, maybe, at least. That's great. I really love the characters. Until then, stay safe. Ashley, where can everyone find you? Let them know.
I am at Ashley Dior Jones on all social media platforms. And thank you guys so much for sticking with us over these past 8 weeks and engaging with us and watching with us and being excited with us. It has been an incredible journey. So just thanks for having us.
And thanks to you too, Ashley. You did a great job. Thank you so much. Ryan Nilsson, where can everyone find you?
Y'all can find me at Ryan Nilsson. That's R-Y-N-I-L-S-E-N. And on the Popcorn Talk Network YouTube channel, Star Wars News, 4 p.m. It was today, so you can go check out our latest episode. It was on the Popcorn Talk Network. Really fun one today.
Guys, by the way, Ryan Nilsson, he's the Star Wars guy at AfterBuzz TV. Just telling you, right? Just telling you guys. I mean, come on. That's a fact.
Thank you.
And now, I mean, Tyler is not here right now, but you can definitely also find Tyler on Instagram for sure. Miss Tyler Simone, I know that for a fact. Check her out, right? She has a great profile on Instagram. And you can also follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and also Instagram at Benjamin Schnau, S-C-H-N-A-U. And I'm also part of the show Dispatch from Elsewhere with Jason Siegel, also every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Check it out, guys. Until then, thank you so much. Michael V. George, keep it up. We love you, right? And everyone else on Twitter, I have to call you out again. I love you. Thanks so much for watching. Stay safe and healthy. I'm pretty sure we're going to overcome that. It's not going to be for that long anymore. I have a feeling. I'm positive. And until then, see you next time. Bye-bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners.